What's the bracha of Ephraim and Manasseh, and why is it that that's what we aspire for our children? On Friday night, when we give a bracha to our children, it's the bracha of God should make us like Ephraim and Manasseh, make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Aren't there so many other possibilities? There certainly were Shvatim, Yehuda, Yosef, and others that were noble and special, and there was something that could be gleaned from them. Why is it that we say Ephraim and Manasseh? I heard a beautiful answer once that I think really cuts to the heart of what we're asking and blessing our children with. In general, the idea of the Torah is that we move away from the source of holiness, we become less and less holy. That's to say that if Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamad Har Sinai and he was the most special, then a generation removed, 2 generations, 10 generations, our generation, we lessen and lessen our strength, we lessen and lessen our specialness. That's the general idea of how we go. And to a certain extent, there was the same thing with the Avos. There was Avram, there was Yitzhak, there was Yaakov, there was the Shiftei Ka. And then everybody else after the Shiftei Ka were just going to become part of Am Yisrael. They wouldn't have their own unique identity. God, that Yosef's hope and Yaakov's confirmation with his bracha is that he wanted the Ephraim and Manasseh to know that they would buck the trend. Even though all the other brothers, their children were just Am Yisrael, Ephraim and Manasseh would raise themselves up above the previous generation. That's a bracha we give our children. That they should have the strength to live up to a higher level. They should be better and stronger than the previous generation. That's the first answer. Another beautiful answer is that if you look at Sefer Bereishis is a story of sibling rivalry. Sometimes at its worst, it ends like Cain and Hevel in murder. Sometimes like Esav and Yaakov, it ends in near murder. Ephraim and Manasseh are the first brothers in Sefer Bereishis that actually get along. Yes, it's true that Yaakov flips his hands. Yes, it's true that Yaakov favors Ephraim over Manasseh. And yet there's no indication whatsoever, any bit of jealousy on Manasseh's part. That is truly what we hope and aspire for our children as well. We hope that they'll recognize, despite the fact that some children might be viewed in one way and others in a different way, they're still all beloved, and therefore there's no reason to have any enmity between each other. That is truly a bracha that we hope for our children. Have a great day.